Urban coyotes making themselves at home. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Coyotes have been moving into the city. There have been sightings in a lot of American cities, including Chicago and Detroit. You could potentially see coyotes almost anywhere in Michigan, but not a whole lot is known about the state's urban coyotes. There's a small research team from Wayne State University that's trying to figure the animals out. They want to know how many coyotes are living in cities, what they're eating, and how they survive. A couple of weeks ago, just after the sun came up, I met with the team at the side of a road in Oakland County. We crossed the road to get to a grassy, undeveloped piece of land. The group fanned out to look for evidence of coyotes, that is, tracks and scat. After just a couple of steps, we found tracks. Bill Dodge is a PhD student at Wayne State, and he's the team leader.
Coyote tracks, they're a lot neater than, say, dog tracks. Coyotes, usually their trail is pretty straight. It's like it's as if they know where they're going.
A minute later, more evidence.
We've got a scat up here.
The lucky guy who gets to collect that scat is Nick Marengo. He's an undergrad at Wayne State.
I'm going to go through and fill out a data form and bag it and collect it.
So is this the job that falls to students mostly?
I will pick up scat.
It's not beneath you.
It's not beneath me to pick up any coyote scat.
I'll spare you the finer details, but basically they're finding out what the coyotes are eating. Bill Dodge says people often think urban coyotes are eating garbage and people's pets, but that's actually not very common.
Small rodents such as voles and mice, eastern cottontail rabbit. So those are probably the top three food items.
He says anywhere there's green space with a little bit of cover, there are coyotes. Even highway interchanges and Detroit Metro Airport. They're also trying to trap coyotes so they can put radio collars on and track them. So far, they haven't caught any. You know that thing you've heard about coyotes being wily? Bill Dodge says that's true.
They're resilient. You know, we've been trying to eliminate them for about 100 years, and they're still around, and they've actually done well, and they prospered in urban areas.
Both coyotes and wolves were bounted and killed for decades in Michigan. Bill Dodge says coyotes really rebounded in the 1980s. And he says it appears that coyotes have been moving into Michigan cities over the last decade or so.
Territories outside urban areas are full. As you know, coyotes are out there. And so they've moved into these urban areas where there is, you know, marginal habitat, but it's habitat in itself.
And he says that's making some people worried that coyotes might eat their pets. He says problem coyotes might have to be killed, but he says relocating coyotes won't work.
It's kind of futile. We could remove the coyotes in this area, and this void would just be filled by other coyotes.
He says coyotes are just here now, and people will need to learn to coexist with them. He says there have not been any reported attacks on people in Michigan, but there have been a few reports of pets being attacked. Research suggests that conflicts are more likely to happen when coyotes lose their natural fear of people. And that happens when people feed coyotes, either on purpose or accidentally. Holly Haddock is volunteering for the Coyote Research Project.
With coyotes, it's all about the food. That's why we say a fed coyote is a dead coyote.
She says it's a good idea to bring pet food indoors and secure compost piles with a cover, and never feed a coyote directly. She says even though coyote attacks on pets are rare, you should still keep an eye on your pets. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.